Hi, Tom. Happy New Year. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for 2026, you know, for day two.
I feel you.
I'm like, wow, you know, I do have to confess, I was probably in bed by 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
My husband actually woke me up.
we were supposed to go out to dinner, and we never even went. We just stayed home.
I saw this reel or like a meme or whatever you call them now, and it shows these people with drinks and with all these party favors when you're 20, right? When you're in your 20s, and then
yep.
when you're in your 40s or 50s, and it shows someone in their bed already. I'm like, that's so.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is. It fits to a T.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you, Tom. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I actually handle the pricing and details for your area. And I know that you've been talking here with Tara, who does such an amazing job really going over the basics of the program. So she was asking me if I could, you know, discuss with you the details. Most importantly, Tom, I want to make sure that this would be a good fit for your business. Because that's going to make the most sense for you, right?
Yeah.
So, your company, you've been around now since 2015, right?
Correct.
Okay. Correct me if I heard wrong. This is still like a part-time for you, but you're wanting to step out into full-time eventually?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. So, you're working for another company now. Eventually, this will be full-time for you. You do digging, septic excavation, building site preparation and clearing. Okay. And then now as far as, like, your distance on where you travel, okay, I know you're in the 44889 zip code, but
yes,
for a new client, how far would you be willing to travel?
Typically within 30 miles of that 44889.
Perfect. Okay. And I did see a number of listings where you're actually listed on. Like there's the Angie's, the Home Advisor, formerly known as Home Advisor, but powered by Angie's. There's BuzzFile. And then I was actually looking for a Facebook page. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
So I do have a Facebook page. And like I was telling Tara, I've never in the last 10 years, I've never done any type of formal advertising.
Marketing.
So,
okay.
Yes. I just signed up with Angie's about, I would say a week and a half ago.
Very new. Okay.
And if I'm being honest with you, I'm kind of disappointed in the way everything went with them. I'm a firm believer in,
I heard you say under promise and over deliver, and I'm the same way. I'd rather give you realistic, you know what I mean?
And
then promise is a moving part.
Yep. So my frustration with Angie's is, They told me, I said, I just want to ease into it. What's the lowest option you have? And the salesman gave me the price. I said, you know, give me a day to think about it. We're right after Christmas, right before the New Year's. Let me kind of put together, you know, what I wanted to do. And, you know, I called Angie's up a couple days ago. And lo and behold, the lowest, the introductory price that he could have gave me, he didn't give me. Which was frustrating, because that comes back to my whole advertising thing. So I was very irritated. And then, like when I told him, I said, my biggest concern is, with going with Angie's when I was on the phone with him and he kept pushing because I had to sign a 12-month contract with him.
Yeah, they put everybody on a 12-month.
Yes, and I explained to him, I said, the proof is in the pudding. I said, what happens if I'm a month in or 2 months in and these leads you're sending me are just bogus leads? And I've got 2 leads now from them that are people just looking for prices that aren't interested in any kind of work. And to be honest, I don't know if they're going to be interested in any type of work anytime soon, which then frustrates me because they're classifying that as a lead, and I'm being charged for that lead. However, it's not producing any revenue.
Right.
And that's why I asked. I said, you know, is there something that I can do with Angie's a 3-month or a 6-month? And I actually spoke with one of their higher managers. I said, you know, I would be more apt to sign a 3-month and say, man, this is really going great. I want to go ahead and finish up the rest of the year with you, and let's talk about next year. But if I'm 3 months into it and I feel like it's not worth it, I still have to pay you 35%
of
what the cost of that contract. Right.
Yes.
And I said, and then at that point in time, I might as well not even pay you that 35%. I might as well just hang on for the year so you got me now.
Yeah.
I said, so that's another frustration. And he said, well, I understand. And so we kind of went back.
So it's kind of misleading, right? Kind of leaves that sour taste. I get that.
Yes.
I'm sorry that happened. Yeah, with them, and I've talked, we work with a lot of their clients. We are not associated with them, but I know for a fact they put you on a 12-month contract, and if you ever want to part ways, you can cancel, but you're obligated to paying 35% of the remaining months that are left. And I tried to explain that to this one guy last week. He's paying like $450 a month. And he's been with them 3 months. The leads are horrible for him. He's just having a really bad experience. And he said, but I can cancel him. And I said, yeah, but you're going to be obligated to pay him that 35%. And he's like, no. And I'm all, listen, when we hang up, do me a favor, call them. And then I'll follow up with you. And you could tell me what they said. And sure enough, I figured out the math for him. 450 times 9 months, you're going to pay 35% of that.
Yep.
Sure enough, that's what they told him. And he was like, I called him back and he was just like so upset. He's like, it makes more sense for me to just continue paying the $450 and just roll the dice and hope for the best, right?
And,
you know,
and I've had another guy reach out to me that said, hey, I can get you 20 to 30 leads a month. And the amount that I'm going to charge is X. But if none of them jobs pan out and follow through, then I won't charge you. And he goes, so, you know, I'll put you on a 3-month startup to see what you think.
I would still be careful with those. So when you hear leads, right, things to be cautious about. Angie's, I'll give you an insight. They get their leads off of Google. They run an ad that'll say 25 best, you know, excavators near me. Excavating companies, and they run them in an area where there's a heavy search, and those are the leads that they capture that they turn around, and they're sending that lead to you, and they're reselling it to 2 or 3 other businesses that are your competitors. You guys are paying for the same lead, okay?
Yep.
So when they tell you, oh, we can get you X amount of leads, it's because who knows when they even ran those leads, because some of those leads you might run across one day where one of them tells you, I found someone 2 months ago that did the work. So who knows when they got captured that lead, okay?
Yep.
Now, the other thing with other lead generating is that it's not just you getting the lead. Not that that's a bad thing, but some people are like, okay, well, I'm going to price shop to see which one's going to give me the better deal, right?
Yep.
When we're talking about placement on Google, I'm not saying that you're going to be the only one listed there, Tom. I mean, obviously, there's other companies, you know, that people will be calling to. But the thing with this is that call is going to come to you directly. So from the potential prospect. And there's a way that you can track your calls. Is this program working for me or not? Okay. There is one particular package that I feel would be a good fit for you. And actually, this package, it includes the Google and the Facebook marketing. Okay. So this package in particular, what it's going to, I mean, primarily we're talking about listing you on the first page of Google in the local map section, because that's where 90% of searches will start and stop. Okay.
Yep.
Now we list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google.
Yep.
Yelp, Apple Maps, and then what we do is Facebook advertising. Okay.
Okay.
Now, anytime someone's performing that search on Google for your service, and let's say they didn't call you, right? But they happen to go to Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, they're going to be retargeted with your ad, and that's what's going to also help you reach more new clients. However, we make it unique so that you can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, when they click on your ad, they will call you directly, okay? A lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, I know that you don't have a website, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to build... Oh, you do?
No, I do not have a website.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Now, I would also have the team build you a website. And that website that we build is Google compliant. It's mobile friendly. And what we do is we attach that website where you're listed. So now they can see, you know, the quality work that you do. They get to learn more about your company. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. Now, anytime that someone is using their iPhone, okay, their Android, their tablet, to search for your services, they will also find you listed on that first page. This package, it would pretty much cover all of your bases. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as with pricing, this package, what we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate, and it's a monthly program. So we won't charge you for every call or every job that you get. Okay?
Okay.
Now, because you are a new... You're an established business, right? So I'm going to apply that credit. Now, I'll be super transparent with you. I will ask you stick it out 3 months. What I call it is a 3-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Okay. You can cancel at any time. If you were to cancel before the 120 days, okay, or excuse me, before the 90 days, I was like totally messing with my If you cancel before the 90 days, before the 3 months, there will be an early termination fee, okay? And I'll explain how that works. But this package, what you're looking at is $299 monthly with a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment, Tom, would be $398 for you to get it started today, and then $299 monthly after that, okay?
Okay.
Let's say you canceled after 2 months. You called and you said, you know what, I want to discontinue services, and it's right after the 2 months. Then your early termination fee would be $199. If you cancel after the 3 months, there is no early termination fee. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this, for me, the beauty of it is being able to track your results and not taking our word for it that it works. So what we do is we have a customized tracking and reporting system that's going to allow you to track how many phone calls you're receiving. So you're going to have a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. This tracking number, it's not going to completely stop the spam calls, but it's going to, you won't be getting as many, in other words, okay? You have a way to block the calls. Now, the customized tracking and reporting system, you're going to see what keywords you're listed for, how many times you're coming up in the search results, where they perform the location of the search, okay?
Hang on one second. I just want to let you know real quick, though. I'm getting ready to drive through a bad area. If I happen to lose you, please call me back.
I will. I will. Now, with the customized tracking and reporting system, it even helps you be a little bit more organized as far as, like, if this call's a follow-up call, or if you sent the quote to this call. Like, there's so much that you can do with it, okay? You would have a team dedicated to your account. So we do the work so that you can focus on your jobs, okay?
Okay.
But that's how this program would work. I mean, how do you feel about it so far?
I mean, it sounds really great. I wish I would have heard this about a week earlier.
I hear that quite often.
Yes. So here's my only problem. So Angie's is investigating the phone call that I had with my salesman, because I don't believe that he was being straight. And so I will tell you this, and I did uh-huh. hear Tara say, you know, this is dependent on because there's an opening. But
yeah.
right now with the money that I have invested with Angie's, I don't know if I can afford at this time right now to go with you. Now, if Angie's comes back after two more, so they said I should know by Wednesday of next week, and I do understand that spot could close up and not be available any longer. But if Angie's lets me out of my contract, I probably will not go through another contract with them, but will sign with you guys. I just, with having the contract with them right now and it being under investigation, I don't have the funds to cover, to be able to do both of them at the same time.
Okay. So would you say,
being straight
and
with
I
you,
appreciate, yeah, no. I appreciate your honesty as far as with pricing and your concern, right? I understand that.
Yep.
Our goal here is never to generate another bill for you, right? You always have to look at this as being an investment. I get it. You've just invested with Angie's, and yeah, it would have been nice if I would have called you on Monday, right? Had the position been available then. I hear that quite often. Trust me. I hear it almost every time I talk to somebody that has signed up with Angie's, and they see the value in being listed on Google, but Angie's has sucked them out of whatever budget they had. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And unfortunately, regardless, you're stuck with them for years. So I guess my question for you, one of my questions is, does that mean you're having to stay with them for a whole year before you could take on any marketing at all?
No. So actually, that's why they're investigating the call, because basically I had called, they were supposed to have somebody contact me, like a manager for my business, and talk with me within 24 hours. He didn't contact me. So I actually reached back out to them and contacted them and said, hey, this is what your salesman said, this and this. And they said, okay, well, we need to listen to the call. We'll investigate it. What you're telling us is true. We will let you out of your contract with us. Zero early termination fee. Nothing. You will walk away free and clear from us, because basically gave you misleading false information. So that's and like if I had revenue coming in, it would definitely be, I would have more money to spend on advertising. Just right now, currently, where we're at with the winter and whatnot, it's very tough because, one, we just purchased a new excavator, and so we've had a lot of money go out and not a whole lot of money come in.
No, and I get that.
So
I really do. I guess I'm trying to think. I mean, because like, I understand the cost concern. That is a big factor, right? You know, can I ask you, what are you investing with the Angie's? What are you paying, like $350, $450?
$600.
Oh my. Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Yep.
majority of people pay $350 to $450. $600 is usually like the high, like the guys that are really wanting to invest to grow. So I kind of feel like, yeah, that was misleading what he did.
How long is it going to take them to investigate,
if you don't mind me asking, because it's real easy for them to pull a call. We do it all the time.
So today is Friday. I was told that I would have an answer by Monday or Tuesday, if they're going to let me out, free and clear. And like I told them, I said, not only that, but, I said, I was in contact with you in less than 48 hours because I was upset with how everything went. I said, and your guy told me I had a 3-day hold harmless and could back out of the contract if I wanted to.
Yeah, 3-day right of rescission. So the time that they're buying right now is not, it's not going to be valid. In other words, I'm going to be honest with you. So in my opinion, they could have easily pulled that call right then and there. They got plenty of employees. They could have pulled that call while they were on the call with you. So you, them knowing that you have a 3-day right of rescission, it's kind of stringing you along. It's how I see it, because it's like, refund me. It's called buyer's remorse, right? Sometimes things happen.
Yep.
You know, and and the consumer, you have that 3-day right of rescission. So what they should have done was just given you back your money and pulled the call, or pulled the call right then and there. There's, they can easily have done that. I just kind of feel like, are they stringing you along so that way they could be like, well, nope, we can't refund your money back, but, you know, we'll let you out. Because at the end of the day, you're the one who's losing. You're losing out on an opportunity to continue to grow your business. Because they kind of got you in a pickle where you can't invest right now. Because you don't know
and,
where you stand with them.
Right. And to be honest, like I told Tara, I actually am employed by a large company that I make 6 figures on. And I've been there almost 20 years. So this has always been... What I do has always been my side hustle. It's been my nights and weekends, because I don't like to tell my wife, no, she can't have something.
I think my husband needs to take pointers, you know?
However, I'm to the point where I want out of that career I've been at for 20 years, and I'm tired of making money for somebody else. And want to do my own thing. So
I get that.
I'm kind of trying to ease into it. And like I said, with the whole Angie thing, I've become very frustrated. And I can call them back truthfully today and just say, hey, you know, I called within my 3 days of right of rescission to be able to back out on buyer's remorse. What is the point of listening to the call? I mean, it's the bottom line is it is what it is. You know, but I mean, again, me being 100% transparent with you, until I can get Angie's deal situated, there's no way financially I can spend more money on advertising right this second.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I don't
want you to feel like this is a waste of your time, because I would love to get onto Google, and I would love to, I mean, everything that you've told me sounds fantastic, and it's way cheaper than what I'm paying Angie's. But again, like I said, right now we have too much going out, and not enough coming in to be able to cover things that I'd like to have months, you know, at least 3 months of equipment payments and all that set aside.
Yeah.
In case something were to happen or go wrong.
Yeah, right.
Right. And we are getting, we're into that very, tightening the belt. And so I don't want to overextend myself and be in a position.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, is there any lower amount we could do?
This is what I was thinking. This is what I was thinking. Let me see here. Okay, so I get these 2 credits a month.
Okay.
That I can use for a friend or family member, okay, that's wanting to list their company on Google,
okay?
But, I mean, obviously we have to have an open position available for them. I don't ever use my credits, ever, because I don't know anybody. I mean, my aunt's a caterer, but all hers is all word of mouth, to be very honest with you, because people, like, it's whatever, you know? But basically, this, what it would do, okay, and I want to run it by you first before I even ask my manager. You would come in at my friends and family rate. I mean, I'm going to be straightforward with her, right? What it would do, okay, is it would actually waive your setup fee. Okay, so you wouldn't have a setup fee. You wouldn't have a setup fee, so you save $99 there. Now, your monthly would be $249. Okay, you would actually be grandfathered into that rate. It won't change on you. The only thing is this. Instead of it being a 3-month verbal commitment, it would make it a 4-month verbal commitment. That would be the difference. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know if that would be more feasible for you. I mean, what are your thoughts?
It definitely would be more feasible, per se. I just Angie's has got me in such a spot right now that I.
And listen, and I want to be transparent with you, right? Because this isn't going to happen overnight. Right? I'm just like you.
Yes.
I like to under-promise and over-deliver. So, basically how this would work is 5 to 7 days you're in the directories listed, and these can generate phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, website and Facebook ads are live, which can also generate calls for you. However, what we say in the terms and conditions that I send to you in writing, the first page placement on Google with getting you verified, optimizing the profile, managing it on the first page, that takes 60 to 90 days. And I will stick to that timeline even when, Tom, I have seen it happen sooner.
Okay.
Because I'm just like you. I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay?
Yep.
So I always like to share that timeline and be super transparent because, again, it won't happen overnight. But these other things we get up and running and visible online so that you can start generating calls because we know that that's important too, okay? But if I can get it, I mean, I don't know. Is it worth you giving a shot at $249 a month? You tell me before I ask her.
Can we do this? Can I get a call back from you on Monday? And I'm going to be straight with you like I have been. Can I get a call back on Monday? Obviously, I understand if the spot is filled, it's filled and you know, it is what it is. I get it. But that way I can try to make some phone calls and get some stuff figured out and just see where we're at, and see if this is going to potentially work for us to move forward with. And that'll give me some time to really put some pressure on Angie and figure out what I need to do there.
I mean, I could absolutely give you a call on Monday. I mean, as long as you and I are both on the same page, there is a possibility I might be calling you just to check in and say hi because it might have already been filled by then. That's
right.
That's the bummer part. Yeah, that's the only bummer part is that I wish I could hold a spot. They don't give me that ability. You know what I mean? So, again, it's just going to depend.
Okay. I completely understand. But I need to have an answer, or I need to have something from them saying that this is what we're going to do. And then that will definitely change everything moving forward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tom, I really wish I could have helped you with more. I mean, I understand your position.
Oh, you've been great.
You've been great to talk to. Oh, I appreciate that. Give me one second, honey. My headset's dying over here. I got to plug in. I'm all, have I been talking that much all day? No. I did send you the email with the recap that showed the $299 with the $99 setup fee. Just so you know, I saw the email address on your Facebook page. So you at least have that recap. If on Monday, you know, that spot is available and that $249 is going to work best for you, then I can approach my manager then. I'm not going to ask her now just because
I
would be asking her is because we're doing it. We're moving forward, you know.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, I thank you for your time. I wish you a very happy and profitable new year, you know, and, I mean, I guess we'll just see. We'll see what's available
then. Yes,
ma'am,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I wish you all the best. Take care.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.